I'm going to continue with where I was with the last preach. If you remember, I was speaking about a verse in Mark 12, verse 30. It's a well-known scripture, which I'll repeat again. It's, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Our four things for us to excel in loving our Lord in. If you remember, last time I spoke on this verse, I only covered two of the four things in the scripture. I spoke about your head, your mind, and your heart, and the distance between them and the direction in which they can take. With the key element of love, with its goal being our Father God. So that leaves me the other two things to speak about this morning, the soul and strength for me to talk about now. I'm going to start with the latter. The reason being, I think strength may be something we think of in the physical sense. And probably we may feel that each of us can drop out of this category ourselves and simply miss it out of the equation because we don't regard ourselves as being strong in a physical sense. I could look around at the images I've got below me on the screen and now to see if I could pick out the strong. So I'm having a quick glance at the bottom of the screen now to see if I can see any physical strength amongst the people here today. Can I succeed in this challenge? I'm sorry, I don't see any Goliaths out there among us. So is this physical strength for some of us? It may be that it's hidden. It may be that it's hidden within a talent of our character. So what is this strength I'm speaking of? Some examples I've got: talking, listening, praying, sharing, giving, teaching, preaching, doing, willing, helping. The list can go on. Physical strengths are not just at the boundary of what we think a physical strength is. And physical strengths can easily be overlooked as physical strengths. These are essential to giving God's love. They're essential for God's kingdom. They're essential for God's love. But I don't think that strength just ends in this category, in the physical realm. Strength can be just like a two-edged sword. And they're effective in a spiritual realm as well. This is a particular reason why I split the sermon in two parts. Because I think the two latter parts are actually more present in a realm which we don't really fully understand, and a realm which needs to be exercised in every way. Our strength is active fully in the spiritual realm. Our strength is not just a visual entity, but a spiritual entity as well. This is highlighted in another scripture in Ephesians, which is Ephesians 6 verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Like I said earlier, it's like a double-edged sword, active in physical and spiritual. A lot of food for thought, really. Our strengths may come to light now. Suddenly, what we seem to think is, well, maybe we're not that strong, we suddenly can see areas in which we can be very strong, in which our Goliaths can appear, in which we can focus our love to our God, in which our activities can exist in a physical realm, in talking and listening, praying, sharing, giving, teaching, etc., but also exist in a physical realm and be equally active in that realm also. Finally, this leaves our soul. Again, as much as I would like to see all of your souls this morning, it's very hard for me to physically see that on the screen. It's something we readily understand that maybe we can't see it, but we accept it. It's an entity which is there. It's an entity which is live within ourselves. So I'd like to give you an interpretation on what I think the soul is. I think possibly in the past you may have remembered me using an analogy of a God-shaped hole which exists in all creation. To me, that is exactly where the soul exists, giving us all a soul, an essence which exists for eternity in everyone. As a Christian, for each of us, it's getting filled with God. It's getting filled with God and his purpose and his plan. For a non-Christian, it doesn't rule them out. It exists. It exists in the God-shaped hole. It exists as a desire. But the difference is, it's without direction. It's without interpretation. It's without understanding. So with a Christian soul, our soul, we have direction. We have purpose. We have understanding. Our soul is our wanting. Our soul is our longing, our desire, our needing. It's who we are. It's who I am. It's me as a child of God. This scripture I started with, it gave us a challenge. It gave us a challenge, and this is where our soul can be part of that challenge, with all our soul. It's what God's got in store for each of us, and it's essential that we use this part of our being. Although this message has been a two-parter, I hope that we can bring it all together in its full form and utilize all the four aspects to their full potential, the physical and the spiritual. And we see, and what in what we see and what we don't, but focus on the key element, focus all in loving Father God, your Lord Creator, your Heavenly Dad, with heart, with soul, with mind, with strength. The scripture, if you remember, says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The direction of each of those should be focused on God, should be focusing all our entity, both in the physical concept and in the spiritual concept. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.